yeah, good day. Good day. You know, it's always good when a team learns how to bounce back from time off. We had yesterday off. Came out here today. Had I thought a good solid practice. So not perfect. We have a lot of things to get better at. But you know, the energy level was good. I thought we got going right away and good competitive practice.
Get the sense guys are ready to see another team.
They're definitely ready to see another team. You know, it's that time in camp, you know, you're welcome seeing new schemes and new players and new ways of doing things. So, and you really like to test some of your principles anyway of things you do, make sure they hold up and they're as good as you think they are, or maybe you need some work. And so certainly there's a little bit of both when you come out of these games.
Couple days away still, Jackie. We won't talk to you until, I guess, after that game. What is your game plan going into that in terms of what this team can gain from that first preseason game?
Well, you know, we just want to be crisp and play good football. You know, we've really worked hard at eliminating, you know, the silly pre-snap errors that good football teams don't make. So we're going to look to see that. We'll get a chance to do it for the first time, you know, live against another opponent. So that's a big thing. Obviously, you know, we stress effort first in everything we do, so we want to see great effort from our football team. Try and play everybody. You know, everybody that's here in camp, we'd like to get a look at them. And this is a game that everybody should play. Anybody that's, you know, ready to play should play. And hopefully we can get that done.
Starters go like one series, maybe two? Or...
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get into play time, we're not dead set on it yet. But, you know, the typical way these first preseason games go is the first group will play, you know, end of the first quarter, could no more than a quarter probably. And then, you know, we'll get a good look at everybody else on the roster.
Dexter McDonald seems like he's the guy that's making plays out there playing. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the McDonald boys, both of them, you know, Dexter and Dewey have, and they're no relation, but They both had a nice camp. They both, you know, they've taken advantage of the time in the off season, and they've made improvement, and they're pushing for a spot. You know, I think they're right in the mix in the competition in the back end, and doing a nice job for us.
Are you using the video tablets for the preseason game?
Yeah.
Is that something you like, and some coaches don't think it's a good idea to have the video tablets?
Well, I kind of agree with what Ron Rivera said about it when he talked about, you know, all the game planning, all the work that we do during the week. The still shots is enough information, really. You know, that's part of game planning, is, you know, to create things that people can't handle. And then, you know, if you're able to really review it on a tablet, you review the whole play, you can kind of teach on the run and maybe make a problem go away sooner than Monday after. You know, you like to let a team, if you have something on them, you like to let them figure it out on Monday. I think that's what he's talking about. If you have something on an opponent and you're wearing them out with it, they'll have a better chance or a better opportunity to fix it, you know, by having a video. So we'll continue to adapt. You know, the league is looking for new ways to keep it fresh and exciting. At some point, I'm sure they'll be showing the fans what we're doing down there on the sideline, you know, and probably have somebody send a link to a Madden video game that we could use, you know, in that situation. So we'll see.
Speaking of the fans, I was walking by the fans out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had the suit. Like, hey, guy in the suit, keep the Raiders in Oakland. I mean, what does it tell you about these fans?
Well, they see the suit, they must think money. So if you've got the money, that might be up to you. Yeah, we've got great fans that come out every day. And it's a good part of our camp that we have largely season ticket holders that are here. That's that's who gets to come in, family and friends and season ticket holders. So a very supportive group, and it's always great to see them.
Could they ever become a distraction with the, you know, the talk of the Raiders to Las Vegas, just the screams and the yells all the time?
I don't think that our team is distracted by the energy the fans bring. I think it's a pretty good thing for us. So I think we enjoy them being out here, the interaction we get, and so, yeah, I think it's a positive for us.
Coach, how's it having Howie Long here today?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, Howie's going to come talk to the team tonight. We invited him to camp. He was nice enough to, take time out of his schedule and come up here and visit with us. And, you know, he's one of the all-time greats. I mean, he still looks like he can play. He's still a big old studly guy. So, obviously, he's still in the football world. You know, he calls games on Fox on the weekends, and does a great job with that. But I look forward to him coming in here and just talking about, you know, and one of the reasons we invited him, it's about the big guys in the trenches. It's about what we get done in the trenches, and I want him to speak to that, some of those topics. So we look forward to hearing him tonight.
I know the league's been getting some work past coverage, which maybe isn't the more natural part of the team. How do you think he's coming along?
For which one now? Shalik? Yeah, Shalik's doing fine. He's working hard. He's fitting in, doing a nice job. Things we're asking him to do, I think, are fairly natural to him. And I think he's doing a pretty good job picking things up.
Coach, as you move through this exhibition season, how much do you want a guy like Murray to be involved, and how much do you want to maybe limit the number of times that he gets hit?
Oh, you're always balancing. You know, for each guy and for your team, you're always balancing the work you'd like to get in with the fresh, healthy guy that, you know, opens up for the season and has a healthy and productive season. So there's always that fine line of push and pull, you know, push and get the work you need and pull back and make sure they're fresh. And so we'll battle that like we all do around the league. We've got a plan going in, and we'll adjust it as we need to. So I'm not going to really spend a lot of time speaking to one specific guy. I think as a team, you know, I think we have to be responsible in trying to get our horses to the starting gate. And at the same time, we've got a lot of work we need to do. You know, we want to be a crisp football team that opens up and plays well right away.
Coach, talk about Derek Carr a little bit. He's obviously grown since his rookie year, almost over 4,000 yards. How would you assess his growth from his rookie year to now? And secondly, he's arguably the leader of his team. How would you describe him as a leader?
Well, I think he's natural as a leader, first of all. I think he's been around ball a long time. He's a good football player, and he works at it. So, you know, the progression that he's making, talented guys that work hard will improve. And there's no question that he took a significant step forward last year, and we think there's a lot of room for growth in front of him. So we're excited about continuing to develop him.
Throughout the offseason, you've talked about having your top four receivers. Based on what you've seen this camp, is that top four, has it changed at all?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't like to get into specific depth chart questions. I would just say I'm glad they returned. We've got a good core of receivers there. And then we've got some young guys right now that are jockeying for position. And it's early in camp. Now, some guys have started fast to see what happens with them. Other guys, you know, the games haven't gotten here yet. And so, we'll continue the evaluation. But, yeah, I'm pleased that we were able to return, you know, the top four guys from last year. And now we're looking to see who might fit in terms of complementing that group.
What have you seen from the guys that are the drafted guys that are vying for that fifth spot?
Well, I've seen some improvement from a couple of guys in particular, and we'll see how they sustain it. You know, I think there've been a couple guys that have had a nice beginning to camp, and for us the key is, you know, what do they do when it's going against another opponent. When they're not as familiar with the coverages they're seeing, but they're having to, you know, adjust to what they're getting during the game. So I feel good about the whole process, and you know, we'll continue that evaluation. And obviously, it goes up a notch when you get into the games.
Jack, what's your assessment of the team this year compared to last year? 3 days removed from the first game.
The best way to answer that is to say that. I think more people here understand what we're after, what we're about, what we believe in. So less unknowns. And beyond that, we're excited, just like we were last year at this time. When you're 3 days out, you're looking forward to an opportunity to go up against another opponent.
Coach, Sebastian Janikowski, 17th season all the Raiders.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on a guy that's been able to stay in the league for so long and stay pretty consistent?
Yeah. Well, guys that play that long, one, are very talented, and two, have great work ethic. There's just no other way. So, you know, we had one of the all-time greats last year in Woodson. I've been around guys that have been able to play, you know, and if you're able to play, you know, 10, 11, 12, and up, that means you've learned how to really do things right, protect your body, work hard, be a great teammate, and you have to have talent, and you have to have kind of that grit and stick-to-itiveness. So, yeah, he's got all that.
What?
Jack, talking about Shalik earlier. How unique is it for the guys down in the trenches and the linebackers too to be dealing in martial arts hand moves? I mean, when you think about what's going on down there, it is hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
Is that unique, or is that something that you did when you were playing, or wish you could have done?
No, different teams do it. I mean, I did some work when I was a player as well, you know, with hand-to-hand combat. We actually have a specialist here that's been with us throughout camp that works on hand-to-hand combat. So it's a big part of what we believe in. It's, you know, you're in the trenches. You need to find an edge where you can, and it's not always being stronger. Sometimes it's knowing how to use the leverage, you know, how to get your hands in the right spots at the right times. So it's something we believe in, and Shalik's not the only one doing it. I think it's very powerful for them. I think it helps them improve their skill. You know, getting off blocks and getting on the edge of people, it's a skill that you develop. And it's not just about being big and strong and running fast. There's a skill you have to develop to sack the quarterback and get off blocks and make plays in this league. And, you know, we're working hard to develop those skills.
Yeah.